Now, the rest of the story. Although the box in which it was mailed was travel-worn, the gift arrived intact and carefully packaged into large green leaves and wet newspapers. It was a present from Hawaii. It was a lovely necklace of living purple flowers, which the islanders call a lei. And as 83-year-old Miss Morton gazed at the colorful South Seas bouquet, she saw a smiling face in her mind's eye, the face of the sender, her grandnephew Russell. The young man, 25, a photojournalism student, had been summer studying in Hawaii, yet neither the miles nor the years could divide this devoted pair. Great-nephew Russell Ledbetter and his great-aunt, Malvin Morton. A wreath of purple flowers from the South Pacific. A simple gift, and yet symbolizing a rare and remarkable relationship. That is the rest of the story. Malvin Morton was young Russell's Auntie Mame, I guess you could say, a relative who had come into his life at a crucial time and whose subsequent influence was immeasurable. Russell was only 5 when his mother and father had divorced. That first Christmas thereafter, the boy and his mother came to Chicago to stay the holidays with Aunt Malvin, and that's when the magic began. For into a world bristling with instability came that marvelous woman, 6 decades Russell's senior, and yet somehow strangely attuned to one child's emotions. The treasured present under the Christmas tree that year was a camera, a fantastic device that revealed a special talent in the small boy. The art of photography one day would consume him. And the fast friendship that blossomed that winter like a rose in the snow would flourish from then on and forever after. Nearly every year, as young Russell was growing up, he returned to Chicago and to Auntie Malvin. Each visit they took in the Windy City sights, they marveled through the great museums of the city. They admired the magnificent architecture of the town's churches and cathedrals, and they would pack picnic suppers for the outdoor concerts at Ravinia. They reminisced about old times and planned new adventures. Later, there would be girlfriends in Russell's life, but only one best girl, Auntie Malvin. And all this past summer, she has received cards and letters from Hawaii, from Russell, who is now 25. One of them said, "You've had an impact on many lives, I know, but I want to take this time to tell you how important you are to me. Your love and encouragement have helped me through quite a few difficult times. Your zest for life is so inspiring." Then one day arrived this lovely purple lei, and with it a note from the postmaster in Sioux City, Iowa. It was a note apologizing for the damaged box in which Russell's gift had arrived, a note explaining that the parcel delivered by air mail had changed planes in Sioux City after a remarkably bumpy ride. And as Auntie Malvin lifted the beautiful and utterly undamaged living floral wreath from the crumpled box in which Russell had placed it, it all made sense somehow. This perfect symbol of the ultimately enduring relationship. Bright, beautiful flowers, unscathed, although recovered from the wreckage of United Airlines Flight 232. I said recovered from the wreckage of that airliner that crashed and burned at Sioux City on July 19. Just a little gift for Auntie Malvin, but a silent, fragrant testimony to a love big enough to survive anything. And now you know the rest of the story.